takes
and you can't
appreciate specific
heartbreaking fashion.
You stay up.
Raised to nothing.
Welcome to the Wags Imaginary Radio Show, a program that combines conversation with music, humor, discussing the other 46 ways to leave your lover, and the life and experiences of four struggling musicians.
All right, what topics do you have?
I have, this is, you know what, I think would be, I could make a lot of money on.
What's that?
I think, if you know that feeling, like a good feeling, like, you know, if somebody, you listen to a song and it just brings you back, and for that brief second, whatever that chemical reaction is in your head, you get that good feeling. We're going to take sex out of the equation. Okay, sex is out of the equation. But what is the what's the best feeling? And I think it's the last day of school. If I could bottle the last day of school, you know how much money I'd make. Like, you could drink it and have that feeling.
That would be cool.
That would be great. Like, the last day of school, it, like, to me, would be like top shelf.
Yeah, when you're between like fourth and eighth grade, especially, I think.
I don't care when. Really? Yeah, I guess when you get older, it's a little bit different. But yeah, because then you're like, oh, what am I gonna do? Oh, I'm gonna play. That feel, when you left that school, oh my God, it was the best feeling in the world. And if I could bottle that, that would be the top shelf. Like, and then it would just be like, okay, a birthday would be $50. My fourth birthday would be $50. Christmas morning, that might be worth $70. That's a decent feeling. And then Arbor Day is like $2.
Arbor Day?
It's like, you whatever. But you can bottle. Now, what feeling would you bottle? That would be cool.
Well, how long would the feeling last?
It would get a good 5 minutes. Could just like, yeah.
That's it? 5 minutes?
Yeah, but
would it be worth $70 for 5 minutes?
For 5 minutes of I haven't felt the last day of school feeling like
in a while.
Since the last day of school. So I to feel that feeling. You get it for a second, like when you hear a song, like, well, it brings you back for a second. But it's real, like okay, say it lasts for a day.
A day.
A day of bottle of last day of school.
Oh, that's cool.
I think that is the best. You're taking sex out of the equation. What is the best feeling?
Well, what I'm wondering is the feeling itself.
Christmas morning when you're 9?
Yeah, I guess that's good. I mean, but isn't it in essence the same feeling?
No.
What do you mean?
Like it's just a general good feeling.
No, yeah, it's very, I think specific.
No, it's just like, oh my God, it's just, that's the best feeling. There's something chemical in your head that's making you feel that way because you're anticipating something. You're anticipating, like, 3 months of playing.
Do you remember the Christmas when you got... Did you ever get a bike at Christmas?
Yeah.
Because that beats all the other Christmases in a lot of ways. The bike Christmas, that's the kid's jackpot. I mean, that's a good Christmas.
The Christmas morning feeling is different than, you know, a regular morning.
Or even night before when you're all...
Or whatever. You know, if you could bottle a feeling...
I don't know. That's such a good question. I'm trying to think of...
something better than the last day of school, which I think is the best feeling.
Well, there's better than that.
No, I don't think so. First kiss.
That's what I was going
to
say.
I'm saying you have to take sex out of the equation.
But first kiss isn't sex.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, you have to take anything sexual out of the equation. Because that's going to be the top 10.
Wait, kissing is out?
Kissing.
Yeah.
Everything.
Okay. Like, I remember going to Red Bank and buying a microphone stand. It was my first microphone stand.
Mm-hmm.
And it meant that I was that much closer to being able to be in a band, to have my own equipment. And I came back from Red Bank, and the box itself was shaped like a triangle, like almost like a guitar. And it was like, wow, you know, like I felt like I had a guitar, which for some reason felt more important than a microphone stand, but it didn't really matter. But it was just the idea that, like, I had that one piece
you started
to being in a band, and it was like such a high for me. It was such a great feeling.
I think that the one thing that'll probably be up on the top of anybody's list is any sort of success.
Yeah, the first time I
get a
poem
book
published.
You get a poem published. The first time, you know, you play, we have a show and we do well.
Yeah, that's a good
feeling. And then you get this really nice feeling, you turn somebody's head. Like, that's a great feeling.
Or you get a raise or a bonus at your job.
Oh, you do well at your job. There are days I walk out of my job and I'm like, wow, I did a good job today. There are days I walk out of my job and I say, oh boy, I hope I don't get fired. Like, you know, when you're really thirsty.
Yeah.
When you're like, like almost ready to die from thirst, and then you start drinking something.
Or that you're is really great... hungry and you eat a meal. You have to be really, really
yeah,
hungry.
That's a good feeling.
So you're going to charge something.
Or when you, okay, this isn't sexual, but when you really have to go to the bathroom, and then you finally do, oh,
yeah,
that's
you know what?
Rules.
That doesn't kick in until after the first, like, 20 seconds. Then.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, it still hurts. You're like, okay, I'm doing it now. Okay, now I'll be okay. Oh, yeah, and you really enjoy, like,
that
last,
kicks in.
Well, you really enjoy the last 10, 15 seconds of that.
I think this must be a little different for guys.
Oh, that's a great feeling.
I have a level.
I've never gotten that.
I had that feeling the other day. I was just sitting in traffic. I'm like, I got to pee so bad I could taste it. This sucks. And then I ran into the store. And then you're right. The first 20 seconds, I'm like, oh, it still hurts. It's still... And then I'm like, oh. Then I'm just like, ah. And then just relax and enjoy.
For me at least, when it's really, really hot and you either jump in a pool or walk into air conditioning.
Yeah. If you're in a sauna, which I don't go into saunas, but you go in a sauna and you come out of a sauna.
Right.
Oh, it's great. Or air conditioning. When we were kids, when you're running around outside.
And you're sweating.
And you're just hot as heck. And then you come back inside and you just put your face in the air conditioner.
Yep.
And the smell of air conditioner.
My shirt. Yeah, the smell of air conditioner.
Smell of air conditioner is good when you're a kid.
That's good. That's good.
I like the smell of air conditioner.
Getting back to the pee thing. Alicia and I were on our way to see a concert. We were going to see Bruce Springsteen, and it was an accident on the turnpike. And normally it would take us, I don't know, 45 minutes to get to the concert, but it took us 4 hours to get there. And during our trip, we had snacks with us and drinks and stuff, and I guess it was about maybe an hour through, one of us said, you know, kind of have to go to the bathroom, but it's not really that bad. Maybe we should just keep going. And we were talking about seeing Springsteen, and he was with his, you know, the whole E Street Band. And how bad would you rate it? And it was kind of like, well, you know, on a level of E Street Band, it was maybe a Nils Lofgren bad. Uh-huh. You know, so we're like, all right, well, we can.
You don't want to get to Clarence Clemens.
We can hang.
You certainly don't want to get to Bruce Springsteen.
Right.
Bruce Springsteen bad is bladder explosion.
Oh, yeah. God.
So the next hour. It starts to get worse, and I'm like, and I'm still drinking an iced tea because I don't know why. I feel like
it was hot.
It's not going to affect me. Like, you know, it's not going to be that. It started to get pretty bad. We were at Little Steven Bad.
Mm.
And we just got onto an area where, I don't know if it's Route 3 or we're darn close. But we didn't know. We were still like an hour and 45 minutes away, even though we thought we were close. So
here comes the big man.
So we're coming up.
Yeah.
And now we're about 3.5 hours into the trip, and it's like, it's Clarence bad.
Do you want to share what you told me to do?
At this point in time,
yes.
I'll let Alicia take over the rest of this part of this story.
We had a coffee travel mug, an empty one, in the car, and Brian kept telling me to pee in it.
Not disposable, like a regular?
Do you know how many coffee cups I've peed in my life?
Wait, but you pee in disposable coffee cups. You're talking about a real one.
I can show you the mug.
Oh.
Yeah. We would have...
How can she have... A girl can't aim that way.
I have no idea, but...
This mug, which I know you listeners can't see, but this would not have held the amount of pee that my
I know, mine
really,
don't.
It would have gone...
I know, mine doesn't. You have to sit there and... That's another bad feeling.
Oh,
when you have to stop for a second... Like, I'm in a car, and I gotta pee real bad, I'm peeing in a cup, and that cup ain't gonna hold it.
Right.
And you gotta stop it. Oh, does that hurt? But then you're back to,
Alright, let me forge on with this.
Go ahead.
As a side note, I've never done it, never peed in a cup, like, in a car. So, I'm suggesting this to Alicia, and I have really no idea how it's gonna turn out, but I was determined. We were 3.5 hours into this trip.
Yeah.
We're Clarence bad, but we're forging on. Well, after another 15 minutes, we could forge no more. It was either go in your pants or pull over. It was, as we would consider it, Bruce bad.
It was
yes.
Bruce bad.
It was Bruce bad. So we pulled off. We found
a
Barnes & Noble. We got in there. It was
and you
like,
know what? And I got into the bathroom. I had to ask where the bathroom was because I couldn't wait. I got to the bathroom. And I couldn't pee.
Really?
Now, that was Alicia.
I couldn't pee.
Why?
But I eventually peed.
Did you still have to?
Oh, I had to really bad. I just couldn't go. I was so used to holding it that I couldn't let it out.
My case was different. I got right into the bathroom.
The door was shut. She had that thing clamped shut.
Oh, herself?
Yeah.
Now listen, I got...
I think it rusted.
Oh, God.
I stopped, we picked up WD-40, and she was good to go.
So I get into the bathroom, and it's one of those bathrooms where there's multiple urinals, and people come in and out or whatever. So there I am, like, I go, I begin, there's a guy next to me, he begins, but I guess it's like, you know, the same time, whatever. So we're, I guess we're racing, I don't know, but I go, I'm going, he's done, he leaves, next guy comes in, he goes, I'm still going, he finishes, he leaves, third guy comes
in,
I am still going. At this point, I'm past the ah stage, and I'm just like enamored. I'm like,
enamored,
do you know what that means?
How
he
much,
certainly does, because he was enamored. How much did my
How much hold? Liquid is still in me that a third guy finished? This is three bladders empty.
He zipped up left?
And I am still going. I'm like, I want somebody in here to record this. I'm like,
there's a record.
I'm like, Alicia, come, you know, like, if you can hear me, come in, because I can't believe this much liquid is coming out of me. If there was a fourth guy there,
that's
I would have
so
beat
romantic.
Him.
I know.
So now I'm done.
Bruce Band four-guy pee.
It would be
wow.
A four-guy pee. It was on record. I can guarantee there were three guys there. But if there were a fourth one.
You kept
one,
going, though, after.
If the fourth one, I could have beaten the fourth one.
Wow.
Which just amazes me at this point, because how much liquid can a bladder hold?
Not much more at that
three
point.
Guys worth.
You really have to be careful, because that's how people die.
I got done.
Oh, yeah. They used to have contests back in, like, the Middle Ages. So the last person would sit there, and the person would die. The winner would die, because his bladder would explode.
That's a horrible contest. Why would anybody take
I don't
part?
Know.
So, for all the listeners, I just want to let you know that there are levels of pee, and they go by the E Street Band members. So, if you get up to
yeah,
Clarence...
E Street Band,
look out.
If you get up to Clarence, please go, because Bruce Band is nothing worse than Bruce Band.
to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Pick up lines that I would not say.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Although you just insinuating that I would.
Perhaps.
Who are you trying to pick up? Because it'll be more fun if you are
trying to pick up Jen. Go ahead.
Trying to pick up Betty White.
Betty White. Yeah.
Betty White, do you believe in love at first sight, or do I have to walk by again?
Oh, and it rhymes.
You can't do it with Betty White.
You can pick another attractive female that you...
I guess I'll stick with like Betty.
You might have another shot.
Edith Bunker.
Have another shot if you call her first name.
I'll tell you, no, because Brian will use these clips in inappropriate
times. Inappropriate? I'm going to use them on the new album.
He's going to do that anyway. So
Ethel from I Love Lucy. She was
maybe somebody like that. Maybe Dan should read these.
I thought Ethel, hang on a second, side note. I thought Ethel was attractive.
Really? More so than
she was young Ethel to me. She was probably a very good-looking woman.
More than Lucy.
Which Ethel? What's Ethel?
I love Lucy.
Fred's wife.
Yeah. I thought she would have been a very attractive woman, and so was Lucy.
Lucy was
attractive, but she the way she dressed herself was bad. She was attractive.
The way
Ryan
dressed herself was bad.
I'm thinking maybe because there's a whole bunch of them. How about I pass it around?
No, how about you read them, and how about you read them with Betty White's name in them?
This is good.
All right, I'm passing it to Dan.
No, this is fun.
Number four, Dan, that's you. Insert Edith Bunker or Betty White.
Insert. Tomorrow morning, do you want me to call you or nudge you?
Don't forget to say Betty White.
Your parents must be bakers because they sure put together a great set of buns.
Oh my god.
You're not saying Betty White.
I'm not trying to pick up Betty White.
Well, you gotta. That's what makes it funny.
Brian, your parents must have been thieves because someone stole the stars from the sky and put them in your eyes.
And you shouldn't say that to me because we had that mandate at the hoop.
Mandate.
Brian, do you have a quarter? Because I promised I would call my mother as soon as I fell in love.
So heartfelt.
Do you have some Irish in you? Would you like some?
You are Irish.
Perfect. Oh, my God.
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
I had an x-ray done of, I think it was my chest or my arm? I forget.
You x-rayed your ribs, didn't you?
Something. And like, you're supposed to give the x-rays back. And... Why? At least I think you are. I don't know, but for some reason I still have this or I had this x-ray. And I just found it really interesting. Like, that's me. That's my x-ray. That's my bones inside. I wanted the whole body done. If I could get an x-ray of my whole body, I'd hang it up on the wall.
That would be cool.
And I think that would be cool to be like, wow.
That'd be great at Halloween.
Look at that crack in this arm because I broke my arm. Look, exactly right there. That would be really cool to see. Wouldn't that be cool to have, like, you know,
imagine
X-ray.
The first time when they invented x-rays.
Oh, yeah, must
have been cool. So
that's what you
like. That's cool. Like, technology is cool, but I mean, it's always cool, even like the older stuff. Like, when they first invented the radio, people were like, oh my god. Mm-hmm. So when they first invented film, people were running out of theaters. So they would sit there, oh, we'll put a wave and we'll crash a wave. Like, the wave's coming at people. People were running out of theaters. They
don't really?
Yeah. It was, you know, and you're like, wow. What's wrong with these people? Because you never saw it before.
Yeah.
Maybe first seeing your x-ray? Oh my god. You know, first the idea that somebody could come up with that. Yeah. Holy
you
shit.
You know what they came up with? The name x-ray?
No, I don't think so.
Because they didn't have a name for it yet.
Yeah,
and so it was like a placeholder.
Oh, really? It just stuck?
It's really called a radiograph.
Oh.
But...
Well, I know they used to use it to on kids' feet. You would go to buy shoes, and there was an X-ray machine at the shoe store. You could put your foot in and have a look.
Because having the
what?
X-ray machine at the shoe place?
Yes.
Not in my lifetime.
I thought you meant when you were a kid.
No. Not in my lifetime. I don't know when it was. In the 30s, maybe the 20s. But yeah, you would go in when X-rays invented.
I don't remember.
No. All right, well, sometime after that.
Well, they've been around forever, only we
didn't know about. No, you would go into the shoe store and you could put your foot in and look, that's what my foot looks like inside. And eventually they stopped doing this because they were irradiating people.
But you think?
Well, that's what I'm saying, but they didn't know that for a long time.
It sounded like you were shoe shopping.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah, I'm gonna listen to this playback of this and
I didn't mean for it to sound like that. I never sold them. I was a kid. I've played it, but I've never purposely changed
it. I've always been so intrigued in the whole concept of it that no, I didn't.
Yeah, you want to see
because
how clear it can stay.
I actually want to see how it lands.
Yep.
At the very end.
You, I can tell, changed it.
I have changed
it.
A lot, though, or just enough to make
I never played it with a big group of people, but You know, if you make it a little bit funny at the end, it's kind of interesting because then somebody else repeats it, and then at the very end, it's like totally different.
Yeah.
So I would be one of those guys that would throw it off a little bit.
Yeah, no, I never did that.
And I thought that was funny.
I'm never playing telephone with you.
I remember playing it once when I was in like
Girl Scout.
Well, maybe that too, but no, I was in like third grade or second grade or something, and I had strep throat or scarlet fever, whichever one. No, I didn't know.
How old are you? Scarlet fever? They don't have that anymore.
Well, it was either.
I was at the shoe store getting my X-ray done. No. And I caught the scarlet. I had the vapors.
No, it was right after.
I remember playing telephone. I had the vapors.
I know the vapors. It was right after she had the plague.
No, yeah. You had it too. We both got it. I think it was strep throat.
I had just gotten over the plague.
All right, whatever it was, I think it was strep.
Scarlet fever.
I said strep throat first. I think that's what it was.
I think actually it was scarlet fever that you had.
I had one or the other.
Do they still have scarlet fever?
Yeah, they do. We don't, but they do.
Yeah, I guess it's still around.
What, telephone? Or scarlet fever?
No.
That's what I thought.
No.
Don't laugh at me. I know. We sound like when we do that.
The telephone is still around.
I don't have the telephone.
No, not the telephone, but is Scarlet Fever still around?
Yeah, I guess
in so. This country?
Yeah.
Like, not just in third world.
What kind of games did you play when you were a kid? Did you ever play Freeze Tag?
Oh, yeah. Lightning Tag. Remember? Wait, no. Flashlight Tag. It was something to do with light. Do you remember my flashlight tag?
We had a kite and a key.
No! I do that. I'll be like,
can
you hit? No.
How old are you?
That's the official title of this podcast. How old are you?
No, but I have this weird dyslexia where I'm like, can you hand me the scissors where I need a knife or something? It's almost the right thing, but not quite. So I said, lightning. It's a flashlight.
I can just say that.
I get tears on my glasses.
No, we played and freeze tag.
Was it when somebody calls freeze, you freeze? Or how does that one work?
It was just tag, really.
Tag, and then you...
You're
frozen.
Somebody, I think, has to unfreeze you, and then...
And then you become it?
I don't know.
I remember electricity.
Wow, that sounds boring.
If you had a tag and you had a home, it was always a tree.
Yeah.
Right.
It was always a tree.
It was always a tree, and yeah. Somebody would have their hand on that
right.
tree. Like, electricity!
Oh, yeah!
Electricity! I forgot!
Like, five people walking around.
I forgot about that! I forgot about that! Electricity! Oh, my gosh! Oh, my whole childhood just...
I know!
Smacked me in the head!
Do you want to bottle that?
That feeling
yeah,
is
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
so cool.
Electricity.
So what happens with freeze tag then? Because you get frozen.
Go ask an 8-year-old.
And then
they don't do that now.
Somebody
they play
that's
on
not
PlayStation.
Tagged. Somebody that's not tagged,
damn
I guess, goes
today.
And tags you
yeah.
and unfreezes.
Oh yeah, maybe that's yeah. So then you can run.
But then the it guy hangs around because he's swarming around because he's got
swarming.
Somebody frozen.
Wait. Can one person swarm?
Perhaps.
They really try hard.
But that makes sense. Now I remember that.
We used to play Manhunt. Manhunt rules.
How's
you know,
that?
I never
that?
Manhunt
played
was great.
Manhunt.
Wait, what is it?
It was pretty much, it was tag without, there was no home base. You just had an area, which we said, okay, we're going to use our block. And you can use, and we knew all the kids on our block, so we can use, okay, all these houses in the backyards.
Right.
Okay, you're it. You're the one that's playing. You're the guy that's gonna catch people. You know, go count to 100. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then you all scatter. And then when he found somebody and tagged him, now it's two. And
okay.
Have to keep
and they couldn't him. Run away from him.
You, oh
when
no,
you
can run away.
Found?
You do whatever you want
oh, okay.
until you're found, and then you get tagged. Now you're one of the five.
You're a hunter.
You're
okay.
a hunter instead of one of the hunted. Because then at the end, when you play like 20 kids.
Right, you got 19 people chasing 19 one
people
kid.
And one person. Wow. And, you know, and then you don't know, like, in the middle of the game. The games would last for, like, 3 hours.
Yeah, I would
think. You see somebody and you want to talk to him and be like, you don't know what he is anymore.
Oh, right.
You don't know if he's hunting or hunted.
Because they don't have to, the hunters don't have to go around wear, together.
Yeah. Oh, no. They spread out, too. And you got another one if you tag him, you know.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was a fun
game. What's Ollie Ollie Oxenfree?
How old are you?
That's from
when I just like kick the can too.
No. You never heard that phrase though? Come on, you have.
I remember I was a kid and we were playing house and we were making salad and we were taking the leaves off the tree.
Did you eat them?
And I was eating the leaf.
Uh oh.
And I went up and then when the lights went off, the street lighting.
That's when you gotta go home.
I had to go home and then we went home and I told my mother what I did and she told me I was gonna die.
She told you you were going to die.
She said, let me go on the medical book.
This
medical book. To this day, for years, I remember seeing that book. I'm like, it scared me.
Because
I was like, you're going to die.
And my what sister a horrible crying. Thing. That's
she
terrible.
Didn't want me to leave.
Did your sister believe you? Believe her?
Yeah, we were young kids, and I thought I was going to die.
Well, I mean, it's...
I never ate another leaf in my life. It worked.
You eat salad.
No, you won't eat salad.
Yeah, no, he does. It's ranch dressing.
Oh, my God.
I thought you were going to say it turned out to be poison ivy or something like that.
No.
Well, that's
what kind of leaf was it? Do you remember?
Yeah, is this like an oak tree leaf or something?
I don't know. Whatever was on home base.
Okay.
Who fell down from home base to make salad.
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.